Kindergarten, produced by WHA Television for the Wisconsin School of the Air. Your teacher is Ruth Mork.
Oh, where in the world did all of this mud come from? Tuffy, where have you been? Are you the one who tracked this in? Gray mud, black mud, and some of this looks like clay. I wonder what I could do with all of this. I know, this is a case for my what-to-do box. I'm going to look in here and see if it tells me that I can do anything with mud. I'll look under the letter M because that's what mud begins with. And sure enough, here is a card. It says, mud is like clay. Clay is better to work with than mud. You can make many things from clay. There are four ways of making things. The first is the pinch method. The second is the coil method. And the third is the slab method. Then it says, see chart number 5 and call Mr. Glazer. Let's see if we can find chart 5. Here it is. And it talks about pinch, coil, slab, and wheel. Well, I'd better call Mr. Glazer and see what this is all about.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Glazer, this is Ruth Mork.
Well, hi, how are you this rainy day?
Well, I'm fine, except I have a kindergarten full of mud and clay.
Boy, I confess. Well, what are you going to do about it? I bet it's a real mess.
That's just exactly why I called you. Is there anything we can make out of it?
Well, could be that some of that mud is just about like clay. So why don't you have the children gather it up? Maybe they can make some little animals or maybe a little bowl or something. What do you think?
Well, I do have a picture chart here that tells me something about pinch and coil.
And slab.
Yes. And also something about a wheel.
Hmm. Well, you don't have powder wheels in your kindergarten class, do you?
No.
Why don't you come over, and I will demonstrate to you how to make a pot on a potter's wheel.
Wonderful idea. Okay, I'll try the pinch and the coil and the slab here, and then we'll come over to the studio to see you.
Good.
Fine, thank you.
So long.
Bye. Well, he said I should gather up the clay that's on the floor, and we'll see what we can do with it. First of all, let's try the pinch method. Now, it says here with the pinch method to get a ball of clay, and I have that, and then just pinch it with your fingers and make a bowl. I'm going to use this board. If you don't have a board like this, you can use a newspaper, and then the clay doesn't stick, so. You can see why they call this the pinch method. You just pinch it with your fingers. But this method of clay, working with clay, is a little bit difficult. You don't have very much control over the clay. You can see that in places it gets too thin and then it cracks. But let's look at my bowl. Does it look like the one up in the chart? Kind of does, doesn't it? All right, now I'm going to try the coil method. Now it says, take your hands and roll it out. It looks like a worm, doesn't it? And then make a foundation, and then I'm going to try and make a cup like that. Made these before? just like making a worm or a snake, isn't it? In fact, you might like to call it that. Now, I'm going to roll it around here and make the foundation like the chart showed me. I've been humming a work song that I like to sing when I'm working. Would you like to hear the words for it? I'll sing it to you while I finish up making the cup. Remember as you work, working is a joy, an everyday delight for every girl and boy. So wear a jolly smile, be happy all the while. Yes, working is a joy for every girl and boy. Now you see, when you do this, you just keep making coils, or snakes, if that's what you want to call them, or worms. Just wind it around here. This is a method that people have been using for many, many, many years, but it's a slow method. I'm going to use some of these other coils that I have made over here to finish up this part. Why don't you sing the work song with me while I'm doing it? Would you like to listen to the words once more, and then you'll be able to sing it with me, I know. Remember as you work, working is a joy, an everyday delight for every girl and boy. So wear a jolly smile, be happy all the while. Yes, working is a joy for every girl and boy. Now, why don't you sing it with me? Ready? Remember as you work, working is a joy, an everyday delight for every girl and boy. So wear a happy smile, be happy all the while. Yes, working is a joy for every girl and boy. There, I put a handle on just like the picture showed me. Does it look like that? That's the coil method, or you might like to call it a snake method. Now, the third method that they talk about on our chart is the slab method. And I need a rolling pin, and I need a pencil. So let's find that. Here's my rolling pin. If you'd like to sing the song to help my work be easier for me, fine. Remember as you work, working is a joy, an everyday delight for every girl and boy. So wear a jolly smile, be happy all the while. Yes, working is a joy for every girl and boy. Now I need a pencil to cut the shape of the bird. Should we give him some wings? And then a tail. This is like making mud pies, isn't it? Roll them out and then just cut it out like this. And there's our bird. He needs a little beak. And let's make his wings go up, his tail go up. Oh, and I forgot his eyes. There. There's our little bird using the slab method. So now you see we've used three methods of making things with clay. The pinch method, we made a bowl, and we used the coil method to make a cup, and we used the slab method to make a bird. Now, let's go over and visit Mr. Glazer and have him show us how to make a pot with a potter's wheel. Hello, Mr. Glazer.
How are you?
Just fine. Children, this is Mr. John Glazer, and he's a potter. Can you explain your potter's wheel to them?
Well, all I have to do is kick this big wheel on the bottom, And it makes this clay go round and round.
Almost like a merry-go-round, isn't it?
See that?
Now, when we were making things from clay,
mm-hmm.
we had certain steps that we had to follow. Do you have the same thing when you use the potter's wheel?
Why, certainly. The first step is just getting the clay centered like this.
Mm-hmm.
But before we make anything, let's take a look at some pots behind me.
Oh, fine.
Did
you make these beautiful hanging ones?
No, a friend of mine made them.
Oh, those
aren't
are lovely.
Nice?
Yes.
You know, there's three types of pot. Cylinder.
Uh-huh.
A round one. Or a bulb.
Bulb shape, uh-huh.
And an open.
An open pot. That's the kind that was shown on our picture chart.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to demonstrate how I make all three.
Oh, wonderful.
Have to keep it wet.
Yes. When we're using clay, like we just did, should our hands be wet?
No. It'll get too sloppy. It's just when the clay moves round and round real fast, you have to have it wet so it doesn't stick to the hands.
I see.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to start with my two thumbs. Put them together and plunge it right down the middle. Now you watch what happens.
All right, we will.
Get some more water.
Mm-hmm. Can you see that? Look what's happening. Is that hard work?
Oh, it is. This is where we start, because I have to get my hand inside of this clay so that I can push out with this hand and push in with my right hand.
And that's how you make the shape of it.
That's how it starts. And what happens when the two hands go together? Something has to happen. The clay has to go someplace, so it's going to go up. And that's how we get that tall cylinder shape.
And that's what you're going to make first, the cylinder.
Uh-huh.
Now, I notice the wheel is going much slower now.
Well, that's because I applied so much pressure with my hands that it slowed the wheel down.
I see.
And I can't kick it all the time. I just give it one good kick in the beginning and let it run until it goes slow.
Uh-huh. And on this wheel, it's the kind that you do kick with your foot, but there are wheels that are mechanical, aren't they, that are run with a motor?
Yeah. Something like a sewing machine.
I see. And then you adjust it with a lever with your knee or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. See, now the form is coming up.
Yes. And all those little lines that you can see, he's making with his fingernails. And his knuckles, too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Can't help it, but really, it's kind of like natural decoration,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very pretty.
Well, pretty soon we'll be able to make a bulby round form.
You make all of these out of the same pot, is that right?
Out of the same clay?
Out of the same clay, mm-hmm.
Well, for now, yes, mm-hmm. but not always. Now watch this. It's going to come out like that. And that's because the hand inside is pushing out, and the hand inside isn't pushing too hard. There it comes.
And there it comes. You're working so hard, I think maybe we should sing our work song and make your job easier. Would you like us to?
Yeah.
Remember, as you work, working is a joy. And every day delight for every girl and boy. So wear a jolly smile, be happy all the while. Yes, working is a joy for every girl and boy.
That's a nice song. I could use something like that.
Well, it makes our work much easier.
Oh, you'll have to teach that to me. I'm going to bring this top in a little bit. That's by putting pressure with this hand and no pressure with this hand.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you finish with these, you let them dry?
Uh-huh. Oh, about a week.
Mm-hmm. And then what's the next step?
Well, then we have to make them real hard so they don't break. We put them in a special furnace. It's like an oven.
Mm-hmm. And you bake them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called a kiln. Is that right?
A kiln.
Mm-hmm. And how long are they in the oven?
Oh, about a day.
And then sometimes they are glazed.
Uh-huh. You can put color on. It's really a thin coat of glass. And you bake that right on the pot.
I see.
That's a bulb form, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Should we make an open pot?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Then I'm anxious to see how you take it off of the wheel.
We'll do that in a minute.
Lift it off.
All right. Okay. Now watch this. It's going to go fast.
Oh, that is hard work, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't look so difficult when you just watch it, but I know that it must be. Does it make you feel like you're on a merry-go-round when this goes round and round and round like that?
Yeah. Oh. Should we take it off?
Oh, yes. Now, how are you going to do that?
With a string. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't.
It's a real surprise. Watch it. I'm just going to let this string wrap itself around, and then...
Not like that.
Give it a good pull.
All right.
There.
And it comes off just like that. May I take this back to the kindergarten?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. What a lovely pot. Thank you so much, Mr. Glazer, for showing us about the potter's wheel.
And thank you for that nice little song.
You're very
I'm
welcome.
I'm going to use it.
Good. Goodbye.
So long.
Now, let's look at all of these things that we have. Remember, we used the pinch method. We had a ball of clay, and we pinched it with our fingers, and we made a little bowl. And then another method for working with clay is the coil method. That is like making a snake, isn't it, where you use two hands, and then we made a foundation and put all the coils one on top of each other and made a cup. That's another method. And then another method that is a lot like making mud pies. One took a rolling pin and made a flat piece of clay and then used a pencil and cut out a shape. Remember, I made this little bird? And then Mr. Glazer showed us how, with his potter's wheel, to make a lovely bowl. Now, this is very wet and it has to dry. And then it'll be put in an oven and it will be a lovely bowl. Well, who would have guessed that all of these things could be made from the mud on your boots? Is mud just mud?
Kindergarten is designed under the supervision of Professor David C. Davis, University of Wisconsin School of Education. Your teacher has been Ruth Mork. Production by WHA Television for the Wisconsin School of the Air.